Good morning, people. Once again, riding out of Waterloo this morning. And a little bit later, decided to start getting a slightly later train than I was before. And this is so I can meet with my wife a bit more often. What we were finding was in the morning it was such a rush that we weren't having time to pray together and read the Bible together. So we're changing that. But anyway, the knock-on effect of this is as I arrived at the station on my bike this morning, I realised I was going to be getting a train that I didn't like. So, it's very odd, isn't it? I come up from Portsmouth on the train when I come into London, and there are two types of train on Southwest trains, and one of them, simply, they've squeezed as many seats into the carriage as they can, and the knock-on effect of this is that, even when you're sitting by a normal-sized person, I hope you can hear me okay, I'm by two buses at the moment, when you're feeling like you're sitting on each other's lap, and basically my heart, every time I see one of these trains pull in, I sort of have that negative feeling inside of me, like, really? Do we need this? I mean, on one hand, that's like, come on, Max, there are bigger issues in the world than the fact you're going to be a bit squashed on the way into London. On the other hand, that's a negative feeling I have towards that company every time I see that train. And I know I'm not alone in this. Anyway, that got me to thinking. There's a parallel there, isn't there? As Christians, or me as a Christian, I'm representative of Christ on this earth. Not that everything I do is Christ-like, but as I approach people, hopefully they know I'm a Christian. If they don't, maybe I'm not being open about my witness in the world. But as I approach people at work, at home, what is their feeling about me? Do they have the same negative feeling as I have about that train? When they see Max walking down the corridor to their office, is it, oh no, here comes Max, he's just a pain. Or, oh no, here comes Max, he's just going to bang on about God again. Challenging, really. I want to witness to people, but I don't want them having that negative feeling every time I come into the office. So I wonder today, as we go about our working life, what that feeling's going to be like as you go around work today, or college, or wherever it is you're off to today. As you approach people, maybe think about what sort of feeling they have towards you. Is it that negative train feeling? Or is it that positive train feeling? Yeah, have a great day, and bye for now.